Got it, Rex. Yeah, the 09. Yep. If you leave it with us, we should be able to get back to you by the end of the week, I'd say. It'd be close to two. Yeah, it'd be about 2K all up. That's including the rock cover and everything. Yeah, if it looks like it's going to push any more than that, then I'll give you a call straight away. Yeah, the only problem is we won't know if it needs more until we're like deep in there and the thing's pulled apart. So like if they've damaged something else and we obviously can't see it right now. Not really. No, not until you pull things out. Like if they've, you know, cross-threaded something and they've like destroyed the threads in the block and that sort of thing, you're not going to know until you pull it apart. Yeah. Yeah, easy. I'll let you know anyway. So, yeah, that's the worst case scenario. Otherwise, it'll be 2K or less, I reckon. Nah, we'll, yeah, we'll try to keep it lean for you. Yeah. Did I send you the photo? No? Oh, sorry. Give me 2 seconds. I think I forgot to do it. Let me just run to the computer. I got your email, and then someone distracted me in the front office. Right, give me 2 seconds. I'll do it right now so you can have a look at what I'm talking about. Yep, all three. Yep. And then it needed the breather hoses as well, so they've been done too. That's all sorted anyway. The rock covers got some breathers on them, and these things sometimes you can reuse, sometimes they go dry and they just break. Your ones were real brittle. I'll shoot you this photo through now. All right, should be coming now. There's two photos. One is of the belt, and the other one is just of the rubber deposits that the belt's left everywhere. No, they're just a rubber belt. Yeah, obviously reinforced with like Kevlar, whatever they're made with. But yeah, definitely not a chain. The photo actually doesn't make it look as bad. Just having a look at it now. yeah, in the photo you can see what I'm talking about, but when you actually look at it, it's a lot worse than what it looks like in the photo. No, you're right. Yeah, have a look when you get a chance. But yeah, you can see in the photo there's one groove that you can see. In real life, there's a second groove further back, which sort of just looks like a mark on your belt on in the photo. But they're both actually fairly deep, especially the one towards the front of the engine. But yeah, have a look at, yeah. Oh yeah. Someone's not adjusted the time belt. Guide properly. So on a auto, so most Subarus have four guides. Autos only have one. So the one guide that your car has, they haven't adjusted properly, and it's pushing way too hard on the belt. So those guides aren't meant to touch the belt at all. They're just meant to be there in case it slaps a little bit and just to help it, you know, not flicker. Whoever's done your ones probably touched it home and then tightened it there, and then it's chewing this deep groove into it. Yeah, and then obviously as it gets hot, metal sort of moves, and then as it gets hot, you can just hear it squeal. That's the only reason we heard it. Like when it was cold, we couldn't hear anything. After a drive, yeah, brought it back in, popped the bonnet, and with the bonnet open, you can hear it squealing. So I'll give you the belt as well. It's just some people don't really know, or they weren't paying attention. Like that might have been fine with the old belt, and they've put a new belt on there, and that new belt, you know, that little bit thicker or whatever, and it started chewing into it. Yeah, they might not have actually touched that part. Yeah, but obviously when you do the belt, you're supposed to check everything. Yeah. So I've still done the wrong thing, but might not have been completely their fault. Yeah, all genuine. Yeah, all brand new genuine. Yeah, done easy. And sorry, did you say someone's already done it in Australia? Was that right? Oh, okay, right. Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, right. Fair enough. That's right. We'll sort it out for you. Yeah. That's pretty much what it sounded like. Nah, we thought it was a pulley as well, just because of the sound. It was like a metally sound, but then we popped the bonnet and pulled the cover back, and we've seen that, and obviously straight away you know what it is. Yeah, before it costs way more than just time belt. Yeah, it might not have broken, but now the fact that we know is, you know, I wouldn't advise, you know, trying to drive it home knowing that it looks like that. That might have lasted you another 10,000, you never know, but you don't want to risk that. Yeah, exactly. Nah, done. Easy. All good. I'll keep you updated anyway. All good. Thank you.